Welcome back to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. The recent rains have been a welcome relief after last year's drought. A quarter of the state is no longer in a drought, according to the latest drought monitor released last Thursday. But the wet and cool conditions have limited field work and slowed some crop growth and development. Joining us now to talk about crop progress and conditions is SDSU Climate Field Specialist Laura Edwards. And Laura, welcome back to Dakota Midday.
Hi, Carl. Glad to be here.
Well, how does soil moisture across the state look after the rains we've had over the past couple of weeks?
You know, we've heard quite a few positive reports now of how soil moisture conditions are looking statewide. You know, I mean, that's pretty evident, I think, now with a lot of standing water in ponds and all those prairie potholes in the northeast part of the state. See a lot of surface water out there. But also what we know is down at, you know, to 4 feet or so, we're seeing pretty moist conditions. You know, it's not sopping wet by any means, but there's been quite a bit of soil moisture recovered both with the snow melt and then all the rain that we've had the last, you know, few weeks or so.
So that rain that's really soaking down, getting deep in the soil?
Yeah, it sure appears that way. You know, we've had a few heavy events, you know, that caused quite a bit of runoff. There's no question about that. But, you know, kind of the steady nature of the rain we've had this spring has really been a boon for soil moisture. The Aberdeen National Weather Service office actually just yesterday posted a little note that they had, I believe, 57 of the last 100 or so days had some kind of measurable rain, with the longest dry spell only about 5 days long. So that tells me it's been just kind of steady, constant rain across the region this spring.
Are there some areas of the state that are getting too much rain?
You know, I don't hear a lot of reports about too much rain, but definitely the real downpour deluge type of events that have had some impact. Certainly in the southeast, there's been quite a bit of rain this last week, and again, another, you know, 3 inches or so in some areas. I think that's getting to be a little too much and starting to affect their planting plans, at least for the row crops. Up in the northwest, that's another area that's been pretty wet lately, but they were really dry, actually, in March and April. So their recent moisture that they've gotten from a lot of rain has really helped them a lot more. But again, yeah, I think the southeast is probably really starting to complain a little bit more than anybody else at this point.
How far along is the spring planting for corn and soybeans across the state?
You know, I've heard there's actually pretty good progress, you know, up in the north and northeast. They got quite a fair amount in early on. And actually, the state was leading ahead of Iowa and Indiana there for a while into April. And I think the southeast is still kind of lagging along a little bit. It's not too late, though, from what I've been told. Not too late for corn and soybeans to still go in. You may, you know, for those farmers who are planting that, they may want to reconsider the hybrids or the length, you know, of the growing season that they need for the hybrid they've selected. The agronomist, the new extension agronomist at SDSU advises, you know, it's still not too late to plant and just kind of think about your options at the same time.
Are there any reports of areas where farmers have had to replant?
You know, I haven't heard too much of that yet, and I've kind of asked around my extension colleagues. We haven't heard a lot about replant, more just about delay and getting out in the fields because it's just really been too wet.
When we look at where we're at as far as planting goes, how far are we behind compared to the average?
You know, I believe the USDA just released their latest update yesterday afternoon. I haven't seen the most recent updates, but we're, you know, from what I heard, about three quarters of the way through for corn planted. Soybeans a little behind that. I think up north again, they were able to get soybeans in, you know, maybe a couple weeks ago during a little window of opportunity. A lot of people tend to plant soybeans after corn, so they'll wait to decide on they'll wait for the soybeans until they've decided all the corn acres that they want to put in. So it's pretty typical that the soybean acres will lag behind corn. Looking at winter wheat, which has had very poor conditions in South Dakota. Now, keep in mind, winter wheat is planted in the fall, and then, you know, they harvest it in the summer. The winter wheat condition has been very poor across the state. It was up around 60-some percent rated poor to very poor for quite a bit of their season until just recently, the last few weeks. It's actually improved in the winter wheat condition, I think really because of the moisture content that they've been able to get. And a lot of the winter wheat, again, is grown on the south central, southern part of the state, usually the more arid areas.
When is for winter wheat? When is there ideal time to have that moisture?
Yeah, well, they part of the problem was they didn't have a lot of snow to cover the crop in the winter time, and the fall was really dry just to start it off. And so those two things combined between the dry fall and the dry winter really had an impact. But the spring moisture really does help and can kind of help bump it up a little bit. Again, I don't think it's looking to be a really great yield at this point, but there may be some decent acres out there.
I'm trying to think of recall last year when the drought conditions really started to hit. When was that?
Well, we were really thinking about it this time last year, starting to see some significant changes. You know, as we got into the growing season, that's when the impacts really start to ramp up. And you know, through the spring, we get worried about, you know, snow and that kind of thing. But it was really right around this time last year we started to get worried about potential development of drought.
Is there that sort of worry this year, or is it sort of relieved a little bit?
Oh, I think it's certainly relieved a little bit. I believe you mentioned at the outset here that the drought monitor is showing continued improvements. And looking at the change in the U.S. drought monitor just from, say, a month ago, there's been some areas of the state that have improved about three categories on the drought monitor within a one-month period. And that's a very quick transition to moist, wet, even surplus wet conditions for something like the drought monitor. So I really think we're on the more positive end, you know, the recovery side of drought for most of the state, I would say. One area that is still kind of hanging on to the drought is the southwest corner. They haven't had, you know, a lot of those thunderstorms that most of the rest of the state has had the last few weeks. And their stream flows, their water supplies are still pretty low for this time of year.
In looking at South Dakota in comparison to the other areas of the country that suffered from drought last year, are they seeing recovery as well, the other places?
You know, looking just to our south, to Nebraska, they're actually hanging on to a fair amount of drought down there. Even just looking at the precipitation from over the weekend, you know, that southern side of South Dakota from, say, winter to Sioux Falls, they got, you know, 2 to 3 inches of rain, you know, on that last weekend, and Nebraska got maybe an inch. So there's a really tight, you know, transition or gradient from South Dakota to Nebraska. And then further south in the Central Plains, you know, we're still seeing continued drought conditions there, you know, in Kansas, Oklahoma, and down into New Mexico.
If we're talking about what is ideal for the next few weeks, what sort of weather would we like?
Well, ideally, I think any farmer would tell you they want a little bit of sun, partly to dry out the soils, but also just to encourage a little more plant growth. They just need a little more warm weather to add a little push to get the crop out of the ground and to get it growing a little bit. There have been previous years where we started out wet and cool and ended up with really, you know, good yields. And I believe one of the recent years maybe were 2009 or 10, I can't remember. It was one of those years where it started out really wet, you know, flood year, really. And midsummer, it started warming up, and the corn, you know, caught up really quick and produced a pretty good crop. So, you know, the warmth actually would really help at this point to kind of kick things into high gear.
What would happen if we had more cool and cloudy conditions over the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, cool and cloudy, unfortunately, is kind of what we're seeing in the next week or so. And one of the issues or one of the things that you could get concerned about would be disease issues, and that's especially once your crop gets growing. That's the first thing you need. But, yeah, just to be aware of potential disease issues out there. With the cool and moist conditions, the moisture tends to stay on the plants and encourage some diseases to...
Yeah, I was just wondering what sort of diseases are we talking about?
Oh, some of the... I'm not too familiar with plant pathology,
okay.
but SDSU does have a plant diagnostics lab in Brookings where you can send plant samples, and they will identify what kind of diseases that you may or may not have on your plant samples, and they're really great about turning those samples around pretty quickly. From what I understand, some of the different rots disease in plants, as far as the stem rots and root rots, that kind of thing with too much moisture.
Well, Laura, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Great. Thanks for having me, Carl.
That's Laura Edwards. She's SDSU Climate Field Specialist. I'm Carl Gerke. You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Coming up after a short break, we'll hear about the 45th Annual Red Cloud Indian Art Show on Pine Ridge. It's one of the most important exhibitions of Native American art in the country.